And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, in America, Canada, really throughout the world. I can say that now with a certain amount of justification because Phil and I, my co-host for this program, the Liberty Hour, we are getting emails and letters literally from all corners of the earth. I think the only place left that we haven't gotten one is the South Pole, but you never know. You never know after today's show who may decide to pop in and give us a kind word. It is April 19th, 2008. You are listening to the Liberty Hour. I am one of your hosts, Mark Glenn, along with my good friend Phil Turney. Phil, are you with us?
Good morning, Mark.
Phil, today is April the 19th. You know what today is?
No, I don't.
Okay. April the 19th is basically our nation's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody associates July the 4th with being our nation's birthday because that was the day that the Declaration of Independence was signed. But actually, it was April the 19th, 1775, when our nation was born in struggle, in strife. A bunch of conspiracy theorists, a bunch of anti-government conspiracy theorists at Lexington Bridge early in the morning, led by Captain Jonathan Parker, confronted 800 British Marines, and it was at this spot that the shot was fired that was heard around the world. It also is the day, ladies and gentlemen, that 100 innocent men, women, and children were burned to death in Waco, Texas in 1993. It also is the day that the federal government shot a young boy in the back, and his mother blew her head off with a high-powered rifle just a few miles north of where I am today, Ruby Ridge. And it is also the day when a Ryder truck loaded with explosives blew up next to the federal building in Oklahoma City that resulted in almost 200 people being killed. Now, the reason that I bring all of these things up, ladies and gentlemen, is to point out the fact that we have strayed terribly from where our founding fathers intended we be 233-something years ago. The fact that our nation would be born because a bunch of brave, rugged individuals who refused to be pushed around by a bunch of thugs. The fact that also on this day, 230-something years later, we have a federal government that is absolutely out of control and is assisting in the murderous actions of a foreign nation across the seas in dragging us deeper and deeper into these disastrous wars should underscore the reason why we are doing this program and why all of us are trying to put this fire out that is destroying our country. Now, Phil, we have a special guest today, but before we do that, why don't you give out the call number and tell everybody why we're here.
Okay, yes, the call number to call into the show is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. The reason we're doing this show, ladies and gentlemen, is for the men that were killed aboard the USS Liberty, June 8, 1967, by the government of Israel. Now, these men were not killed by accident. These men were murdered on purpose with the blessings of the United States government and the government of Israel.
All right, Phil, hold that thought. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break. Everybody, stay tuned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info.